Hard driving rain and a thunderstorm pummel Price County. But another storm is erupting across this quiet Northwoods community over what some people call the stuff of legend. In his Phillips workshop, professional field guide Don Young sands a wooden fishing lure.
This particular one is for a muskie or a big pike. Right now what I'm doing is I'm putting the scales onto it. We'll have glass eyes also that resembles the old-fashioned lures.
Young wants to lure an even bigger catch, a Sasquatch. Behind his home, Young shows where he says he first spotted a tall, ape-like creature in 2002 on a gravel road near some sinkholes.
From this side of the road, it had looked at me, stood up, and with three bounds took its leap. And when I came down here, I expected to find some guy in a monkey suit drowning, and he's pleading with me, help me. But instead, I found no trace of anything except for on the other side where something had just touched the water. That put a bit of fear into me.
Young says he's had more encounters, but he's reluctant to share them because of ridicule from townsfolk.
I laughed at it myself. When someone in the past would talk about Bigfoot, I myself would make jokes about it, and unless a person sees it, it's a center of a joke, because people would most likely think that something that big, how can it hide?
Easily, says Matthew Moneymaker, president of the Bigfoot Field Research Organization, or BFRO. He says Bigfoot could comfortably hide in northern Wisconsin.
There's particular characteristics about it that make it advantageous for evasion, swampy terrain, boggy terrain, also big cedar swamps.
The BFRO is dedicated to contacting what believers say is a seclusive, intelligent, ape-like creature. Its official website has reports, photos, and even sounds of purported Bigfoot, like this one recorded in 1994 in Ohio. This month, BFRO coordinators and 60 recruits from across the country and beyond came to Price County's woodlands. Besides camping gear, they packed night vision goggles, infrared cameras, and motion detection devices. Luke Malloy is a Bigfoot researcher from Ireland. He says the BFRO sees Young as a credible witness.
Don is a down-to-earth, good-quality person. We have found no tendencies to fantasy in his personality.
Malloy has several photographs of what he calls quatch signs from this visit. He says a series of uniquely bent trees and twisted limbs suggest some kind of trail marking or territorial behavior. Malloy says he had a close encounter the previous night with a potential Bigfoot stalking his campsite.
I got the full range of intimidatory behaviors. It did come up to the tent, and it did break a lot of tree limbs and bang trees and move around without making any noise, which is a characteristic that you're not dealing with a lonely hermit or hunter.
But for Malloy's eloquent descriptions and continuing eyewitness accounts, there are skeptics galore to challenge or ridicule Bigfoot claims. Back in the town of Phillips, one diner advertises Bigfoot burgers, while a sausage store offers to buy Sasquatch hides. And then there are media accounts like this one, from a Portland, Oregon TV station.
In an exclusive investigation you'll see only on 2, the creators of Bigfoot come forward with new evidence suggesting Bigfoot is a big lie.
A series of self-proclaimed hoaxers, debunkers, and specialists have come out in recent years, detailing practical jokes or schemes to capitalize on the Bigfoot mystery. Believers dismiss these as more mean-spirited ridicule or attempts to make a fast buck. Others welcome challenges to the Sasquatch legend within reason.
There's good reasons to be skeptical, and we should be skeptical, but that doesn't mean being closed-minded.
John Bindernagel is a wildlife biologist and alum of the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He works in California now, trying to convince his scientific colleagues to explore the Bigfoot phenomenon more seriously. He says his arguments are only as good as the evidence from witnesses.
We need that evidence for scrutiny. Someone tells me a very convincing story. I now want to take that to my professional colleagues, and they're going to raise all these objections, all the possible alternatives, which is fine, and that's why we need documentation, like tape recordings.
Yeah! It may take a lot of recordings, plaster foot casts, and film footage to sway skeptics. Even then, the winning arguments may be the most elusive, the actual capture of such a creature. For field guide Don Young, it's just enough to know that he's not alone when it comes to believing in the elusive Sasquatch. Though since his run-in with the creature, he wishes at times he felt more alone than others.
At night, you're constantly looking out a window. If the dogs are barking outside, you're constantly peeking around everything. Walking through the woods, you're peeking around every corner. It almost seems like he's given me a gift to be more aware and looking at everything, but at the same time, he's given me a nightmare. He's given me fear that I didn't want.
Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.